And family members of those who died on that flight are unanimous in their support of an upcoming movie about what happened on the plane that day. But other 9/11 families are dismayed over the film, plus another, titled World Trade Center, set for release this summer. Still unclear is whether the public is ready to watch these films. NPR's Kim Masters reports.
Over the weekend, families of those who died on United 93 went to screenings of the film named for the ill-fated flight.
We have a plane headed toward the Capitol.
What the hell is wrong out there?
May we engage, sir?
Patrick White's cousin, Louis Joseph Nackey, was on the plane. He says the film is so vivid that family members found themselves caught up in the drama.
There was an aspect of the suspense that they were kind of hoping, although they knew differently, that maybe it would turn out okay.
White says watching the film was difficult but necessary.
And I likened it to debriding a wound where it has somehow started to heal but really hasn't done so in a way that's clean.
Universal Pictures has announced that it will contribute a percentage of box office revenue toward constructing a monument to the victims. White is a co-chair of the task force to create that memorial, but he says the film's importance goes far beyond the realization of that dream.
If you believe trying to find long-term solutions to the cultural divides that exist between the folks who were the perpetrators of these murders and those who were, I don't want to call them victims, then you should see this film.
But Deborah Roberts, whose husband died in the World Trade Center, says it's too soon for this or any other film about the events of 9/11. She's starting to heal, she says, but there are still painful reminders every day.
I received a letter 2 weeks ago. They think they possibly have my husband's wedding ring.
She says she's especially concerned about how these movies will affect her four children.
We don't have that closure of, you know, when somebody normally dies and you have the funeral and the burial. We don't have that. My oldest son still thinks my husband is out there with amnesia.
Later this summer, Paramount will release Oliver Stone's World Trade Center, a film about two police officers rescued in the aftermath of the attacks. Teresa Creedon's older brother, Tom Gorman, was a Port Authority police officer who died at the World Trade Center. Creedon says she recently met with producers of the Paramount film and found herself bursting into tears before she could speak.
I think there's this strange sense of, you know, what do they know that I don't know? What do they think they know about my experience or anybody here in New York's experience? They don't live here. They, you know, they're from Hollywood.
Not surprisingly, at least some members of the general public also seem resistant to movies about 9/11. Industry research shows that nationwide, an exceptional 10% of the time, audiences had an audibly negative reaction to the United 93 trailer. 12% of potential filmgoers said they definitely do not want to see United 93. Compared with the usual 1 or 2% who express such feelings, that number is also unusually high.
For a movie that deals with as complex issues as this one, that's a reasonable number, and it's not particularly concerning to me at all.
Adam Fogelson is head of marketing at Universal. He says director Paul Greengrass has done his subject justice.
When an artist of Paul's caliber believes there is a story to tell, and as a studio, we feel comfortable that it's being done respectfully and responsibly and honoring the memory of the heroism of those on board and contextualizing it in terms of this extraordinary day, I think that is a reason for a film to exist.
In a statement, Paramount takes a similar position on World Trade Center. The studio says the movie tells a story of courage and sacrifice. It is never too soon to honor true heroes, the statement adds. Certainly other films that dealt with national traumas were released within 5 years of those events. But Tom Sherrick, a veteran movie marketer, says 9/11 cannot be compared with the Vietnam War or other American nightmares. Sherrick is a partner in Revolution Studios, which released Black Hawk Down. That film dealt with the disastrous 1993 U.S. mission in Somalia.
Black Hawk Down happened somewhere else. I know that's a horrible... It happened somewhere else. It happened in another place. It happened in another world. Didn't happen here.
And Sherrick says that distinction leaves him wondering whether audiences might conclude they are not yet ready to relive September 11th. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.